You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I got a big retransmission coming up in the rest of the hour. I've done over 3 hours here today. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars, Nightly News. I think David Knight's doing the news tonight. We're going to have some other special reports. Tomorrow night, we premiere the big Ron Paul film. Get ready for that. We've got a bunch of other special things this week. My big interview with Joe Rogan in person here in Austin. Very powerful. That's coming up Thursday night on InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll hear parts of it on the radio Friday. Max Kaiser is our guest. And, Max, you've got the floor still. Other points you'd like to make, we're all ears. I know I want to hear what you have to say. I mean, they're gearing up for a police state. We know they're going to try to just have all these new taxes and regulations. 6 years in jail, $100,000 fines for washing your car with soap suds going in the drain, dog poop, 6 years in jail, giant prisons opening everywhere. I don't think people understand. The new labor in America will be slave labor. It already is.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Because the economy is contracting, it's collapsing, and there's no growth. And you can't create growth by forcing interest rates down to zero. As a matter of fact, that creates deflation and it creates catastrophe, and they're not going to stop. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but on Monday, October 22nd of 2012, was a bombshell announcement from Germany. The statement from Germany included a previously classified report that reveals that the Bundesbank withdrew nearly 1,000 tons of gold from the Bank of England in 2000-2001, decreasing Germany's gold holding in London from 1,400 tons to 500 tons. Now, the reason this is significant is that at the time, Gordon Brown sold 400 tons of Britain's gold. And now we know he did so because Britain was caught without the gold, Germany's gold. In other words, Germany went to repatriate their gold in 2001.
And LIBOR has come out proving it's all rigged. I mean, it's all starting to collapse. I think you might be right about April.
Well, what I'm saying is that Britain had sold Germany's gold. They sold Germany's gold, and then when Germany came to collect their gold, they didn't have it. So Gordon Brown had to force the gold market, crash the gold market by telegraphing sale of 400 tons, which crashed the gold market down to $250 an ounce, which is considered to be Brown's bottom, the worst price in 20 years, to make good on that claim. And this is important because you've got Austria now and Germany, Venezuela, and all countries around the world that are repatriating gold, not because we're going to a gold standard, but because they are protecting themselves against currency collapse. That's a distinction that people don't understand. We're not going to a gold standard where people have hoards of gold located in banks around the world, and then because of trade imbalances, you will move gold from one stock to another. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about these countries are now repatriating gold or amassing huge gold positions as a way to protect themselves against this fiat currency collapse, which is now a 100% dead certainty due to 0% interest rates, thanks to Ben Bernanke and other central bankers around the world that have thrown the global economy under the bus. There's hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of debt. You know, some call the, you know, derivatives, which is the same, another word for debt, which cannot possibly be paid back in 10,000 years. And there is no growth to pay for it anyway. So all that is going the way of the dodo. And the only thing that can give anyone any semblance of wealth preservation is going to be gold.
I agree. We're almost out of time. Let me just say this. The one heartening thing I see is a lot of these top bankers are buying houses and armored retreats in third world countries and distant islands, and a lot of them are just pulling out and leaving. I think they know they're all going to get arrested. So we might actually be able to expose them and then use the crisis they've created to finally kick out the globalist.
Great.
What's funny about that?
Well, they can get on a jet and they're on an island in 2 hours, and we'll never hear from them again. But they're going to leave behind a complete and utter chaos. And there's no currently no system to
no,
keep
I agree.
That
we're
going to
talk
control.
We're going to have to talk about this. You want to keep going, Max? You want to keep going in this subject?
Or do
you
I am an info warrior.
Stay
I am
there.
For you.
Overdriving. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1704.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1746.34, 873.17 for a half ounce, or 436.59 for a quarter ounce. That's 1746.34, 873.17, and 436.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how you land.
JP Morgan will get your tax money. Ha ha! We are back live. Devil take the split, the ace of spades. The new world order is upon us. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. But a lot of times we're going to overdrive, and we are live. You know, I'm looking at the YouTube comments on NFL declares war on the Second Amendment for Obama. A highly produced, very powerful video piece I did with Aaron Dykes that Aaron stayed up all night to get completed. And it is now up at InfoWars.com. It is now the featured video on one of our big YouTube channels, the one with 252 million views. And we need this to go mega viral because Kostas is calling it a mistake because you're so stupid you don't understand him. His apology is an insult to everyone. So, Kostas, that's it. You need to be fired. You guys fired Hank Williams Jr. for saying Obama was becoming a dictator. He clarified to say both parties were bad, and he was fired. Well, you need to be fired then. But I know you just want to get people fired who stand up for America. You want to be able to take our liberties and our basic freedoms. Now, Max Keiser is held over with us into overdrive here right now because we were getting into the economy. But one more point on guns, since he raised it. Yeah, Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, that was his name, wasn't it? They were both killed by someone wielding a knife. We all know it wasn't OJ. He's a wonderful person. But the point is that Imagine if they would have had guns. But you always read about this place with gun bans, like London and Chicago and New York and L.A., where it's highly restricted. People don't have guns. Somebody comes up with a knife, and they stab you to death. I mean, somebody comes to me with a knife, or somebody comes to most people in Texas, people carrying guns, you just pull it out and shoot them. I mean, it's like a joke. It's like Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the guy's got the big sword and is going to chop his head off and does this fancy move, and he just pulls out his revolver and shoots him. Criminals don't want you to be armed. Criminals support gun control because they want disarmed slaves. And, Bob Costas, it's not his fault that he came and called for a ban on the Second Amendment on handguns. It's the fault of the microphone. I agree with Bob Costas. Guns are at fault. Spoons are at fault for fat people. And Bob Costas' microphone is at fault. OJ's not at fault. His knife is at fault. OJ Simpson's knife is at fault. And a guy killed his dad and some other people with a dagger and a bow and arrow yesterday. The bow and arrow's at fault. Sorry, Max Kaiser, I'm kind of ranting off into that subject. I'm beginning to understand the logic, though, that I am a racist because I'm against taking guns. In fact, Fox Sports guy says you're KKK. I know KKK passed the first gun laws in the U.S., so you'd actually, the KKK is for gun control, but doesn't matter. I guess he's right, history's wrong, and spoons are evil. Sorry, though, I mean, I guess they did dig out of Alcatraz with a spoon, at least in that Clint Eastwood movie, so maybe it is true. I mean, they say that, Zero Dark Thirty's real, too. Easter Bunny's real. Sorry, Max, we've got 10 minutes left in this segment. You held over. Here's my question. I pointed out, can't we just arrest the globalists? They've committed all the crimes. MF Global got caught lying, stealing the money, didn't get in trouble. I mean, if the law was in place, they would all be going to jail. But you just laughed and said, well, yeah, but they'll all just fly to their island. My point is they're getting the islands and digging in Paraguay and places. And I've talked to some of the, top minions of these people. They are scared of us, and they don't think they're going to get away with it because they were so greedy, none of them could even control themselves. So I understand they're going to leave us with the system, the predatory, cannibalistic, Soylent Green system. But it is a good sign that they don't think they're going to get away with it. Or what's your point on that? And how do we get out of this? How do we bring them to justice? I think we expose that they're the authors of this system. And so that collectivism through corporate fascism is always discredited via the crony monopoly system they've created that they used to scapegoat the free market. J.P. Morgan ran an ad about how they're free market and how they basically brought us America when they're the opposite of free market. How do we defeat that so they can't demonize real free markets?
Oh, yeah. Before I forget, wasn't Jimmy the Greek fired for alleged racist comments? Now, if Costas and his crew are saying that Second Amendment supporters are racist, then using the Jimmy Greek standard, that he should be fired.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy he quoted, he said he endorsed the columns, says that just inherently whites are racist and inherently gun owners are, quote, KKK.
Oh, okay. Well, they fired Jimmy the Greek for making allegedly racist comments, so Bob Costas has got to go. So, the folks who are trading the billions out there who can hop on an airplane and land anywhere and I just sent you the story. This was in Spiegel, their Spiegel magazine. This is a new study that came out. Share traders are more reckless than psychopaths. So it's incorrect to equate J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon to a psychopath. He's much more reckless than a psychopath.
Yes.
And that's what the problem is that you're dealing with much worse element than your common garden variety mass murderer. Yeah, you're dealing with somebody who's diseased to the point of there is very little that's in the case history of medical records to really classify the mind of a Jamie Dimon or a Lloyd Blankfein or some of these bankers here in London. They've taken serial. The point was made that you pointed at the top of the show that the current crisis has created devastation like a world war. Now, on my show, on Kaiser Report, I interviewed the former top regulator at HBOS, which was a bank here in the UK, and we talked about the financial holocaust. In fact, yes, this is like a world war, and millions of people will die. So Lloyd Blankfein is a holocaust provoker. Jamie Dimon is a holocaust provoker. They're responsible for the murder of millions of people. because they're beyond psychopathic. They're the worst, most degenerate minds that this species have ever put forward. In many, many millions of years of evolution, this is what we've come to.
They are the alpha degenerate criminals who say they're doing God's work, destroying the world economy.
And the proof is in the people committing suicide every day around the world as the result of their austerity measures that they put in place to pay themselves these bonuses. I just got a story confirmed today that Papandreou, the former head of Greece, they just found 550 million euros in his mom's account. Remember that when they refused to do the referendum in Greece, giving the people a chance to vote on the Troika's takeover of Greece, I said at the time this was for some kind of payoff. And because there was a meeting with John Paulson, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, and Papandreou in Greece talking about destroying Greece and carving up what's left.
Yeah, I saw that. He should be immediately arrested, but of course he won't be. He'll probably be given a knighthood.
Well, that was the payoff. So 5,000 years of democracy was traded for a $550 million euro kickback to Papandreou. He sold his country for that amount of money. Now we know that the proof is in now the figures. They've got the numbers. They've got the timing. He sold out Greece for that amount of money. So that's beyond a pathology. I mean, some of the worst tyrants ever in history would be.
And how are they getting away with it? McClatchy confirms and says Al-Qaeda is being given missiles by the United States to attack all these countries like Syria. I mean, the government runs Al-Qaeda.
Well, to get back to a recurring theme, all of these wars and terrorists, banking terrorists and financial terrorism require money. And the money comes from slush funds, whether it's the shadow banking system, which has now been raised from 62 trillion. They just raised it up to 69 trillion is now believed to be in the shadow banking system. And that exists entirely due to interest rates being near 0%. So the central bankers who keep rates near 0%, that means if you're in the shadow banking system and you're running a war and you want to go invade a country and you need to borrow $10 billion, you can do so and borrow that money for near 0% interest. And that's what fuels the malevolent aspects of society, the kleptocracy, the kleptocracy, the worst elements of our society, the sickest psychopaths in history are being fueled with borrowed money that they can borrow for 0%. Imagine if you take a Genghis Khan and you say, hey, Genghis, here's the bank. We're going to let you borrow any amount of money for 0% interest rate, and you never have to pay back the interest. Just how much do you need? 10 billion, 20 billion, 30 billion? The worst tyrants in history. Now we've given them carte blanche, an open check, blank check at 0% interest rate. So they're doing the worst things you could possibly imagine because they have all the money in the world to do the worst things. And there's nobody suggesting that interest rates should be increased because they keep saying, well, we have to worry about deflation. No, that's not true. You're causing the deflation. They're causing this catastrophe with low interest rates to wean out this plague of banking terrorists. You need to raise interest rates to increase their cost of funds so that they can't afford to do what they're doing. But that's not, no one's going to do that. As a matter of fact, They're dropping interest rates to below zero. In Switzerland, the rate on your savings account is now negative.
They make you pay to put money there because, and again, they have a depression in the real economy, but inflation in the goods, a double whammy. Also, they can give themselves free money. Amazing. Max Kaiser, we've got 60 seconds left. Final comments.
Well, whether my date it holds up, my April date for a major, major break, possibly Japan, we'll see. I have no reason to move that date based on the increase in anxiety and pressures and gold purchases by central bank. These things are coming together in real time. I hope I'm correct because I'd like to go down, on your show as having called it to within a 1 week time period. That's my goal, to be the most prescient prognosticator of the year. You know, I hope it works out.
Well said, Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. Thank you so much, Max.
All right, man. See you soon.
Talk to him soon. We're going to start doing a weekly report. Very exciting. Okay, folks, we are out of time going into retransmission now. I know some stations carry this fourth hour, but back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News Central. Back tomorrow, Lord willing, pray for us. This is dangerous business we're in. 11 a.m. Central for the radio, 12 noon Eastern. God bless you all. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Live, we have got masses of key news on so many subjects coming up. Lindsey Williams, always informative and thought-provoking, is joining us in the next hour, and then Max Keiser will also premiere a special report that I have produced with Aaron Dykes dealing with the all-out announcement and admissions. They've sounded the bugle. The establishment is coming to disarm us, and I'm going to break down why. But here's the deal. When Bob Costas went on Sunday Night Football and said, I agree with this columnist, so let me just read off the teleprompter and quote him, that handguns are bad, you have no business having them, and that the gun culture is what the NFL has. That is a pure scapegoating. That is an attempt to blame the Second Amendment, law and order, Constitution, super low crime rates, on record, areas that are constitutionalist. The media would call it conservative. It's just an absolute fact. You pass concealed carry, crime drops on average 25%. It's an absolute fact. The higher the gun ownership, the lower the crime rate, the more polite people are. But you've got a gangster culture in rap and hip hop, but also in a lot of the rock and roll now, that's I'm going to kill you, I'm going to shoot you. And you've got people in these cities where they banned guns killing each other at worldwide record numbers. Worldwide record numbers where they ban guns. Just like Mexico has some worldwide record numbers. Total gun ban for the citizens. So Costas comes out and he says, hey, it's the Second Amendment's fault. And, you know, they fired Hank Williams Jr. for saying our country's becoming a tyranny. They fired him for saying that on another show. Well, this was said during the Star Spangled Banner. This was said during the beginning of the game. And there were other similar comments I've now learned as I wasn't watching it later in the game. I've gone back and found them on YouTube, where they were blaming the Second Amendment, not the drugs, not the corrupt culture, not the prescription drugs, not the concussions, not the gangbanger, spoiled, rotten culture. That's like blaming dog owners for Michael Vick killing pit bulls and electrocuting them and torturing them and all this. Saying, well, we've got to ban dog ownership, which is what PETA, by the way, says. They said it's abusive to have animals, period. So let's just ban dog ownership because Michael Vick did something wrong. Hey, because one person drives drunk, really drunk and inebriated, drives recklessly, that's what you charge folks for back in the day. Oh, you were recklessly driving. That's what you're charged for. I could see it. You were out of control. Boom. Serious jail time. Not, oh, you had two beers, you're going to jail. But again, this is everybody's guilty now. Oh, we're just going to set up a checkpoint on this highway or major road, and we're going to search and breathalyzer all of you and have no refusal where we take blood if you say no when we stick a breathalyzer in your face. That's what all these federally funded no refusal weekends are. Now it's no refusal ever because we say so, rubber stamp fake warrants. See, it's, oh, somebody did something wrong with the gun. You're going to lose your gun now. And this Fox Sports columnist that Costas was quoting, Jason Whitlock, I then discovered yesterday afternoon that he was on a syndicated radio show and doing other interviews. There's multiple ones. And we're going to play the clip when we come back from break. Openly saying that if you own a gun, you are KKK and that you want black people to kill each other. So it's not the fault of the gangster rap saying, kill, 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 I'm so manly. It's not the fault of Chicago corrupt government banning guns or New York or other crime syndicates that have seized great American cities. No. It's the fault of white people. He actually says this. White people are racist and are KKK, and the NRA is KKK. Folks, if the NRA doesn't sue this guy, and I'm not litigious, but man, when somebody gets up there and says, you are KKK, white people are KKK, NRA is KKK, if you believe in gun ownership, not only is it pure slander defamation meant to hurt people on its face, the measure of boom, you are convicted of slander, of defamation, of libel. Ladies and gentlemen, it flies in the face 180 degrees, perfect lies, perfect fraud, perfect scam. Do you know on record, and AP, Reuters have had to admit it, Daily Caller's got a great boil down, basically copied from Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We've made films about this myself. It is on record. We've got another report coming out on this that I shot last night. We were up here, it was up here past midnight. We didn't get it out. We went and got the history of it. Do you know who in the southern states got the first gun control laws passed in 1867, 89, and 1870, when more than 15 states passed laws against the Second Amendment, the first ever? Do you know who got it passed? The KKK literally lobbied, and even lobbied in Washington. And there's even photos from the time and got gun laws passed. I mean, the KKK created gun control in this country, and this pig blames the Second Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Make no mistake, Bob Costas of NBC, Jason Whitlock of Fox Sports, coming out, and now I'm reading more of this guy's writings. He says gun ownership is racist. He says owning guns is evil, and he says that the NRA is, quote, the new KKK, and actually that report is now out, the video report, at InfoWars.com there in the featured news. It's my other report on Bob Costas coming out and saying, let me clarify my statement to USA Today. And he says in the report, and that video is going live right now where I break that down, he says in USA Today that you're too stupid to understand what he meant, and that he just thinks there should be reasonable restrictions on guns, and that means you can't have a handgun. He said he thinks it's fine if you're under the proper controls, if you hunt. Here, let me read the quote here. In favor of people owning guns to hunt and carry them in a responsibly controlled circumstances like Chicago, New York, with total gun bans. So there you go. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the police can't and won't protect you. It's time you demand the right to keep and bear arms so that law-abiding citizens don't get thrown in jail when you take on the basic human right of defending yourself. Now, before I get to this clip, I want to explain something to Jason Whitlock of Fox Sports. Buddy, we are coming after you. Okay, the Second Amendment is my line in the sand, and I am calling for Fox Sports to fire you. You need to be fired. And if the NRA doesn't come after you, then I'm going to have a problem with the NRA, because they've just said the NRA and the, quote, gun culture are white supremacists who want to kill black people. I'm going to play the clip, okay? And I'm sick of it, okay? Look, the globalists, the media, they use race as a weapon. Oh, you don't want government-run health care written by insurance companies? You're a racist. Oh, you don't want checkpoints? You're a racist. Oh, you caught bribery at the state capitol with a white guy. Or they call it and said, are you a racist against black people? And I'm like, what? The Austin American Statesman. And I said, is this a real number? Are you really a statesman writer? Let me call you back. I call back at the news desk, get the guy on the phone. This happened 12 years ago. He's like, do you believe I'm a reporter now? And I was like, yeah, why'd you ask me if I'm a racist? And the guy started laughing. They're cold-blooded, folks. They use this as a weapon system. You give us your money, you give us your rights, or I'm going to call you a racist. Well, good, call me one. You've got to call their bluff on this, folks. The way they've set up the prisons and the prison culture, they put everybody in the prisons, the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, the Asians, if it's on the East or West Coast, in 3 to 4 different groups, where you've got to join a race gang or you're dead. And the system wants this. The Democratic Party got caught being the Ku Klux Klan, and they got caught running all this, so they stole the big socialist experiment from Teddy Roosevelt and government largesse and outdid the Republican Party, because in their own words, as Margaret Sanger said, it's the only way we're going to be able to kill all the black people. And now they've got these house organ propagandists that go out and Judas goat black folks, Hispanics, you name it. And you notice black folks can have groups that are race-based. You can have the Hispanic groups called La Raza, which means the race and all this stuff. Because that's because the system wants to get all that as a race-based system that government controls, while telling white people they're inherently evil, give the government and the foreign banks all your tax money or you're a racist. So we have to go after Bob Costas. Look, he came out with this insulting apology. It's not an apology. It's a clarification, USA Today said. And then they changed the headline overnight. In fact, I've got that back in Dew's office, the article before they changed the headline. If somebody will go find it, it's laying around somewhere in his office. It's somewhere around here. I was up here till like 9 at night. NBC's Bob Costas' take on criticism of his gun comments. It was Bob Costas clarifies his statement. Now they've changed the headline again, and it's his statement through his PR person that basically you're too stupid. He says he feels unfortunate leap was taken that he was advocating taking away the Second Amendment rights. No, he just plugged a column and said he totally agrees with it, calling for banning handguns, and said handguns are evil and you shouldn't have them. Exactly what the White House and Eric Holder and all of them are announcing. They're going to ban handguns, physical possession, make you turn them in, and rifles, all semi-autos, and even non-semi-autos that they say could be converted to semi-auto. They're already announcing they want to ban most shotguns, most rifles, most handguns. It's on. They're now claiming that revolvers are semi-auto, even though they're not. But who cares? I mean, you know, the president says he doesn't need law anymore for the UN to run the military, or for him to sign an executive order on cybersecurity and not let Congress see it, or shut down power plants, or signing statements, on and on and on. Obama says he'll have the most open presidency, most closed ever. Says he won't sign executive orders, signs more than all presidents combined in 4 years. On and on and on and on. Says he's fighting the NDAA. Wrote the NDAA. Says he won't sign it. Signs it. But all these idiots sit there. Yeah, here's the USA Today. I guess there's been three different headlines. Look at this. Bob Costas' take on criticism on his gun comments. Find the original one. I can't. There's so many copies around here. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to play the clip. This just gets me so upset, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is violent race baiting. Violent. I will listen. I got up here and I said DynCorp, that's the biggest private CPS contractor in the United States. That's another fact. Well, it came out congressional hearings, was running kidnapping rings of women and children by the tens of thousands in Europe, and they didn't even get in trouble. And that was in the Chicago Tribune. It was in the BBC. We've made films about it. Now, if that wasn't true, if you're a new listener and you just tune in and go, this is crazy. Yeah, reality is crazy. Stalin and Hitler and Mao were crazy. History is wild. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not the crazy one. I got my head screwed on straight and I'm freaked out about this and want to motivate you to wake up so this nightmare doesn't get worse. I'm like somebody in one of those old movies where they're, you know, in the temple looking for the gold and all of a sudden the water starts pouring in or the sand starts pouring in and the walls start closing. And I'm like, we got to find the trap door escape hatch or we're dead. They're like, take it easy. It's not that bad. I'm like, no, we've seen this in history. This is dangerous. We need to revert. Oh, no, I like the rising water. It's like a hot tub. But just because you got a bunch of brain damaged, mind-numbed, fluoride heads, Prozac heads out there, they don't count if they want to be mind-numbed. It's those of us that know what's going on. We're a larger minority, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter, who love freedom and know what's going on. We are a giant minority compared to the tiny elite minority. So we need to stop freaking out if some of our neighbors laugh at us because they're so insecure. When they hear something scary, they just want to laugh at you. And people say, Alex, you're trying to scare us. Well, those are cowards, folks. Cowards don't count because they're a coward. They think you're trying to scare them. People say, I get scared listening to your show. You get scared? All of that is already there. This evil is already happening. It's not going to go away denying it. And I'll use the analogy of, you know, there's a burglar breaking in your house. And your wife's like, get up, Bob. You're like, you know, Marge, be quiet. You're scaring me. And you hear the guy breaking down the door. Marge, stop waking me up. You're scaring me. You're a fearmonger. Well, Marge isn't a fearmonger. She's saying, get up, Bob. Get up, Bill. Get the shotgun. Don't you understand that? I watch her banging in noises before. And she's like, get a gun. I'm like, you get it, honey. What if I'm not here? She's a great shot, but you know, women need to think about that too. That because obviously I know if something's banging, you know, out in the woods or out in the country, you know, that it's just sound bouncing from the next little farm or something. But, you know, women are like, "What is that?" You know, "Oh my gosh, do something!" The dogs are barking, and I'm like, "You know, get the shotgun." I'm like, "Honey, you get it. This is a good drill. That sounds like a backhoe digging at night. Oh, that is what it is. You know, but." It's so simple. I'm not telling you all this because I live in fear. Folks, I'm willing for them to kill me, which they might do, to be able to get this out to warn you so these people don't win. Not because I'm a hero, but because I want my children to grow up in a free country. I at a fundamental gut level, genetic level, just like a dog growls at a bad man, I am got my hackles up, snarling, and I'm snapping at the New World Order, trying to hit its Achilles heel. And it's so fundamental. I'm trying to get you moving. Hey, they're knocking down the door. They're coming in. Get ready. I'll use a Lord of the Rings analogy because I just watched that after probably 5-6 years of not seeing it. My son's old enough now, 10, I think, to see it. Plus, it's got some good archetypal, you know, information in it. I think overall a healthy story. And, you know, there's a scene where they're down there in the mines of Moria that's been taken over by the orcs 50 years before, and everybody's dead, and they drop a bucket down a mine shaft, and all of a sudden they hear the drums, boom, 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 and they're reading the annals of the last fight there in the throne room about drums, drums, drums in the deep. They are coming. They are at the door. I mean, did they say, stop it, Gandalf? Don't tell us the orcs are coming. You're a fearmonger. No, it's like, get ready. They're coming through the door. I mean did people come to their windows and say, stop it, Paul Revere? How dare you say an invasion force is landing? How dare you say they're coming to take our guns? How dare you? Because it already happened in other areas of the country. Did people come out and say, how dare you? I think you're a traitor. I think you're working for the Redcoats, Paul Revere, telling us they're coming. oneth by land, tooeth by sea. They're coming. They're coming. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. Is it drums in the deep? They're doing every tyrannical thing you can imagine, parading up and down in front of us, getting the police and the military ready, demonizing the founding fathers, demonizing private property, demonizing homeschool. I mean, just exactly what you would expect in a Red Dawn scenario, what would be taught in a re-education camp. And I've got the training videos. I've put them out publicly where the police are sitting around when they're demonizing George Washington. FEMA is to firefighters, police, and sheriff's deputies. And the cops, they go, who are the terrorists? George Washington, good job. You see the police nodding their heads. You see a few kind of shifting in their chairs. And the FEMA guy's watching. That you're all being assessed in there. If you watch the body language, they're assessing who doesn't. And tell us what you thought of this. Tell us what you thought of this little meeting we just had. I mean, these are enemy operatives who've seized our federal government and seized most of our states, parading around everywhere. And now they've got Fox sportscasters giving talking points to NBC and the NFL, and that stuff is pre-approved by the NFL. I looked it up. Not that I needed to. For Bob Costas to read off a teleprompter and say handguns are bad and they're what's to blame here. And now you are the KKK if you believe in the Second Amendment when it is on record. And we have the news articles in the video up at Infowars.com right now documenting the entire history of this. Anti-gun sports columnist Jason Whitlock, the NRA is the new KKK. I guess we inadvertently borrowed the headline from the Daily Caller that actually... Well, they didn't break it, but they got the story out yesterday on that. That's where we saw it. And then I guess when I shot the video, that's the headline we used. But there it is. That's a video right there where I show all the documents, all the articles, all the history. It is on record. The Ku Klux Klan was the lobbying arm that got gun control passed in this country. And, you know, I'll tell people that say, oh, let's take this group's rights or that group's rights because they're poor, they're whatever. Folks, it will be used on everybody. Just from a pragmatic position out there, just like Tony Brown says, whatever is done to the black community is done in your community. So even if you are a tribalist, a racist, whatever, understand whatever is done to any group will come back on you. That's the way the universe works. But let's go ahead and play this clip. Anti-gun sports columnist Jason Whitlock, the NRA is the new KKK. That would be like... That is equivalent to saying Rosa Parks was a grand dragon in the Ku Klux Klan. It's like saying Martin Luther King was a grand dragon. I mean, it is that over the top. And this is all scripted, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center say. More anti-American groups that are funded by foreign banks on record. I mean, this is a takeover. Hey, I like freedom. Shut up, racist. Hey, I don't want government health care and the government having death panels and running what care I can get. I really didn't think it worked too well in Europe. Shut up, racist. It's ridiculous. And they sit there like it's a weapon. They smile when they say it like you're supposed to go, oh, man, you really got me right there. You're right. I'm bad. Take my guns. Take my guns. So here is the guy that gives his talking points to Bob Costas that we must boycott. Here he is. Jason Whitlock, and Fox News better reprimand this guy. But you know what? Constitutionalists have been trained to roll over. The NRA will probably say, don't call us racist. We promise we're not. They probably won't even say the Ku Klux Klan got the first gun bans passed. It's, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, actually, we are racist. Thank you for calling us that. I mean, it is ridiculous. Here is just part of the disgusting transaction on the syndicated radio show where he was speaking. Here it is.
You know, I did not go as far as I would like to go, because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK.
Wow.
And that the arming of so many black youth and loading up our communities with drugs and then just having an open shooting gallery is the work of people that, you know, obviously don't have our best interest. And I think it's obvious if you travel abroad and travel to countries where they actually have some legitimate gun laws, we don't have to have what we have here in America, where people think a gun somehow enhances their liberty and where people think that a gun somehow makes them safer. It just doesn't. A gun turns some kids listening to music into a murder scene. And, you know, if you don't have a gun, you drive home. You know, kids are listening to some loud music. You don't like it. Ah, that annoys me. You go home and complain to your wife. When you have a gun, you open fire, potentially.
All right, that's enough.
Take the life of a
child.
The
full clip is up at Infowars.com. And it is just asinine. I mean, obviously, the places with these high crime rates is where they disarm the general public. It's total gangster rap where they glorify killing each other across the board. And then people get killed. And it's not the gangster rap fault. It's not that culture's fault being sold by MTV. It's not the fault of the, quote, liberal media pushing and saying how great all this is. It's not the fault. No. It's the fault of the NRA, who's the new KKK, who defends the Second Amendment so black people kill themselves. Unbelievable. Now, there is a tiny grain of truth in there. You notice he talked about the drugs so the communities destroy themselves. Yeah, they bring in the drugs so all of us become enslaved. But it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that this is what they're now going to push. Incredible. Incredible. That our society is degenerating and breaking down, and the only thing frustrating crime is the Second Amendment, and the statistics all prove that. Unbelievable demonization and race baiting. Disgusting. He needs to get in trouble for it. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me analyze what's happening with the gangster culture. Men are designed, when they hit about 12, 13, 14, to want to become warriors. Because any culture that didn't have strong young men that were ready to fight got overrun, enslaved, and exterminated. So humans across the board are ready to fight. In fact, they give us kind of an artificial cowardice by young people never actually having conflict. It's actually important that young people get in controlled things like boxing and good old-fashioned schoolyard brawls, because it teaches you by increments when you're 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Pretty soon you start getting hurt real bad. You learn how to not get in fights unless you absolutely have to. But then you also have confidence and you're not a coward. With real power comes control. Instead, you've got arrested development people that don't even really know how to fight. And so they listen to stuff all day that's about how I killed this guy, I killed that guy. They think that's what a man does. They get a gun, they go out and kill somebody. Or they go to rob houses because that's what's cool. You know, young white girls, it's a big fun thing. Black kids, Hispanics, you name it, it's gangster culture. And people get shot all the time, and now they're trying to indict homeowners when one guy shot this teenage girl robbing his house, and she laughed at him. That's how delusional they are. So he shot her again. And then he admitted that to the cops. They go, well, we're going to arrest you then. You shouldn't have shot this girl robbing you. The point is that there's a real world out there. And even if you have to defend yourself, it's a very serious situation, not just out looking for trouble all day. But that's what the punk culture does. And nine times out of ten, punks start something, and then once you're ready to deliver, then they back off. They want the symbol of the power. But I read all the time about people being beaten to death in these brawls. It's not just guns doing it. And it's because society's degenerating, we need more guns. And the gun culture is really starting to spread, and that's why they want to brand it as the gangster culture. No, the gun culture is Americana, rugged individualism, take care of yourself. Don't point a gun at somebody unless you're getting ready to use it to defend yourself. Don't use a gun offensively. Use it defensively. Hey, guns, I'm absolutely programmed from training since age four. I don't aim something at you unless I'm going to pull the trigger. I don't aim something at you unless you're invading my house and threatening me. By the way, I think I can take care of myself in most fights, but if I happen to be around a firearm and you attack me for no reason, I'm just going to go ahead, because you could kill me, I'm just going to go ahead and defend myself. With lethal force. I mean, it's that simple. I'm not playing games with people. Okay? And I'm not looking to kill somebody to feel manly and big either. You understand that? But I'm looking to live here. You see, I'm a real nice, sweet guy that rocks my little babies to sleep at night. That's because I have love that I'm ready to kill to protect my family. You understand that? It's not because I'm a tough guy. It's because I got a life force. I'm here to live. I'm here to thrive. I'm here to build. I'm here to uplift humanity. And we've been taught that civilization means you're a, I don't want to say effeminate because it's an insult to women. You are domesticated, weak, limp-wristed men and women. And people are discovering empowerment. They are discovering how good it is. And liberty is being reborn. That's why they banned dodgeball and then jogging and wrestling. That's why they're trying to ban competitive sports now. They're trying to ban boxing. They're trying to ban mixed martial arts. You know, there's big calls for that. With the same crowd that runs Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They want us domesticated where the elites have specialized killers and we all just sit here and take it. No! If you want freedom, if you want love, you better get ready to defend it physically. Because a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.